the special understandings, and are able to illuminate our understanding of this world or the other world. What is right view in which the leaks have been stopped? It is understanding. Understanding is one of the five faculties. Understanding as one of the five powers. Understanding as the enlightenment factor called investigation of phenomena in someone whose mind is noble, whose mind has no leaks, who has been provided with the noble path, and who is practicing the noble path. That, Bhikkhus, is right view that is noble, without leaks, supramundane, and a limb of the path. He who makes an effort to give up wrong view and take upon himself right view has right diligence. He who by means of mindfulness gives up wrong view and dwells taking right view upon himself has right mindfulness. These three phenomena revolve around right view. They are right view, right diligence, and right mindfulness. In the following example, right view comes first. Why does right view come first? When there is wrong thinking and one knows it is wrong thinking, it is already right view. When there is right thinking and one knows it is right thinking, it is also right view. What is wrong thinking? It is thinking that leads to desire, hatred, and harming. What is right thinking? Because there are two kinds of right thinking. There is right thinking in which not all the leaks have been stopped. It gives rise to merit, but still results in attachment. Then there is right thinking that is noble, in which the leaks have been stopped. It is supramundane and an element of the path. What is right thinking in which not all the leaks have been stopped? It is the thinking that leads to giving up desire, hatred, and harming. That is right thinking in which not all the leaks have been stopped, that gives rise to merit but still results in attachment. What is right thinking that is noble, in which the leaks have been stopped, that is supramundane and an element of the path? It is logical reasoning, initial reflection, thinking, application of mind, implanting in mind, and formation of speech in someone whose mind is noble, whose mind has no leaks, who has been provided with the noble path and is practicing the noble path. That, Bhikkhus, is right thinking that is noble, without leaks, supramundane, and an element of the path. He who makes an effort to give up wrong thinking and take upon himself right thinking has right diligence. He who by means of mindfulness gives up wrong thinking and dwells taking right thinking upon himself has right mindfulness. These three phenomena revolve around right thinking. They are right view, right diligence, and right mindfulness. In the following example, right view comes first. Why does right view come first? When there is wrong speech, and one knows it is wrong speech, it is already right view. When there is right speech, and one knows it is right speech, that is also right view. What is wrong speech? It is lying, slandering, harsh words, and frivolous conversation. What is right speech? Because there are two kinds of right speech. There is right speech in which not all the leaks have been stopped. Then there is right speech that is noble in which the leaks have been stopped. What is right speech in which not all the leaks have been stopped? It is abstention from lying, slandering, harsh words, and frivolous conversation. What is right speech in which the leaks have been stopped? It is holding back from, desisting, resisting, and abstaining from the four kinds of wrong speech in someone whose mind is noble, whose mind has no leaks, who has been provided with the noble path, and who is practicing the noble path. In the following example, right view comes first. Why does right view come first? When there is wrong action, and one knows it is wrong action, it is already right view. When there is right action, and one knows it is right action, it is also right view. What is wrong action? It is the destruction of life, taking what is not given, and sexual misconduct. What is right action? Because there are two kinds of right action. There is right action in which not all the leaks have been stopped. Then there is right action that is noble in which the leaks have been stopped. What is right action in which not all the leaks have been stopped? It is abstention from destroying life, from taking what is not given, and from sexual misconduct. What is right action in which the leaks have been stopped? It is holding back from, desisting, resisting, and abstaining from the three wrong bodily actions in someone whose mind is noble, whose mind has no leaks, who has been provided with the noble path, and who is practicing the noble path. He who makes an effort to give up wrong action and take upon himself right action has right diligence. He who by means of mindfulness gives up wrong action and dwells taking right action upon himself has right mindfulness. These three phenomena revolve around right action. They are right view, right diligence, and right mindfulness. In the following example, right view comes first. Why does right view come first? When there is wrong livelihood and one knows it is wrong livelihood, it is already right view. When there is right livelihood and one knows it is right livelihood, that is also right view. What is wrong livelihood? It is hypocritical and indistinct speaking, fortune-telling, trickery and covetousness, and wanting to make profit out of profit. What is right livelihood? Because there are two kinds of right livelihood. There is right livelihood in which not all the leaks have been stopped. Then there is right livelihood that is noble, in which the leaks have been stopped. What is the right livelihood in which not all the leaks have been stopped? It is when the noble disciple gives up wrong livelihood and makes his living by right livelihood. What is the right livelihood in which the leaks have been stopped? It is holding back from, desisting, resisting, and abstaining from wrong livelihood in someone whose mind is noble, whose mind has no leaks, who has been provided with the noble path, and who is practicing the noble path. He who makes an effort to give up wrong livelihood and take upon himself right livelihood has right diligence. He who by means of mindfulness gives up wrong livelihood and dwells taking right livelihood upon himself has right mindfulness. These three phenomena revolve around right livelihood. They are right view, right diligence, and right mindfulness. In the following example, right view comes first. Why does right view come first? Right thinking arises in someone who has right view. Right speech arises in someone who has right thinking. Right action arises in someone who has right speech. Right livelihood arises in someone who has right action. Right diligence arises in someone who has right livelihood. Right mindfulness arises in someone who has right diligence. Right concentration arises in someone who has right mindfulness. Right understanding arises in someone who has right concentration. And right liberation arises in someone who has right understanding. Therefore, because the path of the practitioner in training has 8 factors, and the path of the practitioner who is an arhat has 10 factors. In the following example, right view comes first. Why does right view come first? Wrong view is overcome in someone who has right view. All the other unwholesome, wrong states that arise dependent upon wrong view are also overcome. All the other wholesome states that arise dependent upon right view are practiced to fulfillment. Wrong thinking is overcome in someone who has right thinking, etc. Wrong speech is overcome in someone who has right speech, etc. Wrong action is overcome in someone who has right action, etc. Wrong livelihood is overcome in someone who has right livelihood, etc. Wrong diligence is overcome in someone who has right diligence, etc. wrong mindfulness is overcome in someone who has right mindfulness, etc. Wrong concentration is overcome in someone who has right concentration, etc. Wrong understanding is overcome in someone who has right understanding, etc. Wrong liberation is overcome in someone who has right liberation, etc. Thus, bhikkhus, there are 20 factors supporting the wholesome and 20 factors supporting the unwholesome. This Dharma teaching on the Great 40 has been set in motion and cannot be turned back by any monk, Brahmin, God, Mara, Brahma, or anyone in the world. Majjhima Nikaya, 117. Discourse on Right View. Samaditi Sutta. This is what I have heard. At one time, the Lord was staying near Savati in the Jeddah Grove in Anathapindika's park. At that time, the Venerable Sariputta addressed the bhikkhus. Friend, the bhikkhus respectfully replied. The Venerable Sariputta said, how does a noble disciple practice right view, a view that is upright? How does he or she obtain unshakable confidence in the Dharma? How can he or she arrive at the true Dharma? Friend Sariputta, we have traveled a long way to be in your presence, and we are happy to learn the meaning of these words. Please explain your statements, and after we have heard your teachings, we will bear them in mind. Please listen, friends, and give your full attention to what I say. Friends, when a noble disciple understands the unwholesome and the roots of the unwholesome, as well as the wholesome and the roots of the wholesome, then that disciple has right view, a view that is upright. He or she is endowed with unshakable confidence in the Dharma and has arrived at the true Dharma. Friends, destroying life, taking what is not given, and sexual misconduct are unwholesome. Lying, slandering, harsh words, and frivolous conversation are unwholesome. Covetousness, ill will, and wrong views are unwholesome. The roots of the unwholesome are greed, hatred, and delusion. Abstaining from destroying life, from taking what is not given, and from sexual misconduct, abstaining from lying, slandering, harsh words, and frivolous conversation, not coveting, not harboring ill will, and practicing right view are wholesome. The roots of the wholesome are the absence of greed, hatred, and delusion. When a disciple understands the unwholesome and its roots, and the wholesome and its roots, he or she entirely transforms the tendency to greed, removes the tendency toward hatred, and discontinues the tendency toward the I am view. He or she transforms delusion, gives rise to understanding, and right now, in this very life, puts an end to suffering. Well said, friend, the delighted bhikkhu spoke, and asked, is there yet another teaching on how a disciple practices right view? Friends, when a noble disciple understands nourishment, the making of nourishment, the cessation of nourishment, and the path that leads to the cessation of nourishment, that disciple practices right view. Friends, there are four kinds of nourishment that support beings who have already come to be and those who are seeking a new existence. They are edible food, coarse or fine, the food of sense impressions, the food of intention, and the food of consciousness. Nourishment originates where greed originates, and nourishment ceases when greed ceases. The path that leads to the cessation of nourishment is the Noble Eightfold Path. When a disciple understands this, he or she entirely transforms these tendencies. Yet another teaching on right view is that when the noble disciple understands suffering, the making of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the path leading to the cessation of suffering, he or she has right view. Birth, old age, sickness, death, grief, lamentation, pain, discontent, and agitation are suffering. Not to have what you want is suffering. In short, grasping the five skandhas is suffering. The creation of suffering is the thirst to be born again, which is associated with a delight in and attachment to the various pleasures found here and there. It is the thirst for the desire realm, the realm of being, and the realm of non-being. The stopping of suffering is disappearance of desire, the ending of ideas, the giving up of, letting go of, liberation from, and refusal to dwell in the object of desire. The path leading to the cessation of suffering is the Noble Eightfold Path. Another teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands old age and death, the making of old age and death, the cessation of old age and death, and the path leading to the cessation of old age and death, he or she has right view. Old age is the decrepitude of being in the various worlds of living beings. It includes broken teeth, gray hair, wrinkled skin, the dwindling of the life force, and the weakening of the sense organs. Death is the passing away of living beings from the various worlds of living beings, their shifting to other existences, their decomposition, disappearance, and death, the completion of their time, the disunion of the skandhas, and the laying down of the body. Old age and death originate where birth originates. The cessation of birth is the cessation of old age and death. The path leading to the cessation of old age and death is the Noble Eightfold Path. Another teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands birth, the making of birth, he or she has right view. Birth is the arising of beings in the various worlds of beings, their appearance, rebirth, manifestation of the skandhas, and acquisition of sense organs and sense objects. Birth originates where becoming originates. The cessation of becoming is the cessation of birth. The path leading to the cessation of birth is the Noble Eightfold Path. Another teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands becoming, he or she has right view. There are three becomings: becoming in the world of desire, becoming in the world of fine matter, and becoming in the non-material world. Becoming originates where grasping originates, and ceases where grasping ceases. Another is that when a noble disciple understands grasping, he or she has right view. There are four kinds of grasping: the grasping of sensual desire, views, rules, and rituals, and a belief in a separate self. Grasping originates where thirst originates. Grasping ceases where thirst ceases. And the Noble Eightfold Path. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands thirst, he or she has right view. There are six classes of thirst: thirst for forms, sounds, smells, tastes, touch, and objects of mind. Thirst originates where feelings originate, and thirst ceases where feelings cease. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands feelings, he or she has right view. There are six classes of feelings: feelings that arise from eye contact, ear contact, nose contact, tongue contact, body contact, and mind contact. Feelings originate where contact originates and cease where contact ceases. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands contact, he or she has right view. There are six classes of contact: eye contact, ear contact. Contact originates where the six sense organs and objects originate. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands the six sense doors, he or she has right view. The six sense doors are the eye door, ear door. The six sense doors originate where the mind-body originates. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands the mind-body, he or she has right view. The mind element consists of feelings, perceptions, volitions, contact, and mental attention. The body element consists of the four great elements and the form that results from the four great elements. The mind-body originates where consciousness originates. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands consciousness, he or she has right view. There are six classes of consciousness: eye consciousness, ear consciousness. Consciousness originates where the impulses originate. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands impulses, he or she has right view. There are three kinds of impulses: body impulses, speech impulses, and mind impulses. Impulses originate where ignorance originates. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands ignorance, he or she has right view. Ignorance is the failure to recognize suffering, the making of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the path leading to the cessation of suffering. Ignorance originates where the leaks originate. A further teaching on right view is that when a noble disciple understands the leaks, he or she has right view. There are three leaks: the leak of sensual desire, the leak of being, and the leak of ignorance. The three leaks originate where ignorance originates. Majjhima Nikaya, 9. This is Rene Ruiz. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Heart of the Buddha's Teaching, Transforming Suffering into Peace, Joy, and Liberation, The Four Noble Truths, The Noble Eightfold Path, and Other Basic Buddhist Teachings by Thich Nhat Hanh. This program was directed by Bruce Mann. Executive Producer, Aaron Blank. Significant portions of this text were translated by Sister Annabelle Laity from the Vietnamese book Trai Tim Khoa Bút. Edited by Arnold Cutler. Text copyright 1973. Published by arrangement with Shambhala Publications, Inc., Boston. Production copyright 2014, Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.